Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania.
Keystone of democracy.
I love your valleys and hills. I always will. You're the one great state that I am always for.
Again, we present Pennsylvania, Keystone of Democracy, an historical dramatization of the part our great state of Pennsylvania plays in the life and success of these 48 United States. This series of broadcasts is prepared and produced by the Pennsylvania Historical Commission in cooperation with the State Council of Defense in order to acquaint you better with the glorious history of our great Commonwealth, Pennsylvania, Keystone of Democracy.
Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania, and no matter where I roam, you will always be home, sweet home to me. Pennsylvania, my home.
This indeed is true Christianity. This is worshiping God in spirit and in truth.
The words of a European observer of the life and activities of the Harmony Society, an organization which flourished in western Pennsylvania early in the last century. It was a religious and democratic social experiment in the cooperative way of life. Here at Harmony, and later at Economy on the banks of the Ohio, north of Pittsburgh, a community of German-born Americans sought to realize their dream of creating a perfect democracy with liberty and equality of opportunity for all. Like thousands before and since, they had come to America seeking a haven from the tyranny, privation, and intolerance of their motherland. Let us go back to the year 1803 to a scene in Württemberg, a German kingdom under the heel of Napoleon.
Again I say to you that there is no possibility of salvation save through the grace and mercy of our Lord. Only in him will you live again. Only in him will you find regeneration of heart. In the final restoration of this earth to its pristine condition, is it not written in Revelations that we shall... In the final restoration of this earth to its pristine condition...
Which one of you is George Rapp?
I am, Herr Lieutenant.
Are you the leader of this group?
I am considered by many to be such, but in all humility I'm...
Enough! Present me papers granting official permission for this religious gathering.
We have none. We are assembled here merely...
Enough! You are causing a disturbance of the peace.
Disturbance?
This meeting must break up. You are under arrest.
You sent for me, Father Rapp?
Come in, son Frederick. Let us sit and talk for a while.
Yes, Father Rapp?
Frederick, I do not need to tell you of the persecution we have suffered.
We have been mocked, scorned, fined, and imprisoned. And now with the armies of Napoleon overrunning our country, conscripting our money and property, our lot grows doubly hard.
Some days ago, I was requested by members of our group to go to America, and there to find a suitable location where our people might dwell in peace. Where we might worship God as our conscience would direct. Where we might demonstrate on earth the eternal brotherhood of man. This decision I now accept.
My heart swells with joy, Father Rapp. While I have said little, I too have believed America is the only place where our people can live as God would have us.
Now we must plan. I think it would be wise for you, my son, to remain here in charge of our 300 families, while John and I, together with Dr. Frederick Heller, sail for America there.
Arriving in this country, Rapp and his associates selected a tract of 5,000 acres of unimproved land in Butler County, Pennsylvania. A year later, more than 600 of Rapp's devoted disciples followed in three ships after selling their property and breaking completely with their native land, Germany. Because of the necessity of working together under recognized leadership, and also from the inability of the poorer immigrants to repay transportation loans, on February 15, 1805, they decided to form a communal organization and call themselves the Harmony Society. All real and personal property was to be held for the benefit and use of the community. In return, each member, whether young or old, sick or well, was to receive the necessaries of life, such as clothing, meat, drink, and lodging. Each was to work for the welfare of all. Soon the land was cleared, crops planted, homes, factories, a church, and school erected, and a thriving community established whose reputation for cleanliness and industry was to spread far and wide. Well might Father Rapp, on a quiet summer evening 7 years later, look down with satisfaction from his rock seat upon the village of Harmony.
Good evening, Father Rapp. I thought I would find you here.
Good evening, Jacob. Well, I see my favorite spot is becoming known. Oh, I like to sit here after our day's work is done and feel the goodness of our life and sense the harmonious love which dwells in those homes beneath us.
We are doing well, Father Rapp. When we left Württemberg, many times I feared and doubted what this new country, this America, would hold for me.
You are part of a new nation, Jacob. A nation where God's harmonious spirit can live and become a part of you. Are you going to Butler, the county seat, with us tomorrow?
I am.
That is well. We owe allegiance to this country, Jacob. We can express that best by taking out our final citizenship papers.
How many men are going, Father Rapp?
About 100. I am grateful they see their duty so clearly. In our society, we do not want anyone living with us permanently who does not share in the common duties and obligations, as well as benefits. The United States has the right to expect no less from the society than the society from its members.
That is true, Father Rapp. Now, there is a matter in which I would like your advice. It seems that the
After 10 years in Butler County, the Harmonists found their location unsuited to agricultural and industrial needs. Moving to Indiana, they built a second city in the banks of the Wabash. In 1824, they returned to their beloved Pennsylvania, and selecting a lovely site on the Ohio River below Pittsburgh, they laid out their master city, which they called Economy, now known as Ambridge. By 1828, the Harmony Society was well established in its new home, and to it one day came Abishai Way, the Society's Pittsburgh agent, with a disquieting rumor.
I came down as soon as I could, Father Rapp, to talk to you and Frederick on a matter which needs your fullest consideration.
Yes, Abishai, what is it?
What is the trouble?
Perhaps it's nothing, mere rumor, idle gossip, but I felt that you'd not be pleased if I were not to fulfill my duties in every possible...
Oh, what is it, Abishai? Speak up, man.
Well, as you know, this is a presidential year. President Adams is to try for re-election. Andrew Jackson's again opposing him. In letters I have received from Indiana, it is reported that if Jackson is elected, he will abolish the Constitution.
Abolish the Constitution? Impossible.
That is true, Frederick. Andrew Jackson, did you say, Abishai? I think this is an unfounded and malicious rumor. Jackson would be no tyrant. His views on granting to all citizens the right to vote, regardless of whether they own property or not, are hardly those of a dictator.
Oh, I don't subscribe to the rumor myself, but I thought you should be informed.
It should be investigated.
Yes, Frederick, it shall be investigated. It is our duty as citizens to examine carefully the qualifications and the political beliefs of men who seek public office. This is part of the price we pay for the great privileges this democratic government affords. Liberty cannot be retained if we ignore our responsibility of voting intelligently.
This, then, was the concept of citizenship held by the Harmony Society. People who knew well the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. In the town of Economy, they developed their talents and became famous throughout the world for industry, efficiency, piety, and culture. In the first half of the 19th century, no traveler could afford to overlook the Harmony Society and still claim to have seen America.
Economy. Oh, yes, I visited there. Most amazing place. Neat, clean little town. With houses of deep red brick, white doorways, and green shutters.
The Harmony Society? Can't quite figure them out. They've got one of the biggest woolen mills in Pennsylvania. Make first-rate broadcloth. They're all working for one another. Can't figure them out.
George Trapp and his followers, yeah, they are doing very good in America. Very religious, very industrious. But with time also for the simple pleasures. They are great lovers of our fine music.
Deeply appreciating the opportunity to live and worship God as they desired, the harmonists never failed to celebrate the Day of Independence. On July 4, 1833, the celebration was of more interest than usual. The Declaration of Independence was read, and then came the principal address of the day.
Members of the Harmony Society, today we are fortunate to have with us our good friend Charles von Bahnhof, whose broad experience on the battlefields of Europe has given him wisdom we would do well to attend. Mr. Bahnhof.
Fellow citizens and friends, the 57th anniversary of the independence of the United States has come to us today. To every citizen, whether he was born in this country or adopted by it, this day is a day of blessing, of thanksgiving and rejoicing. Your lot is enviable. You are not obliged to struggle for a bare existence. You live for one another like brothers and sisters in harmony. How many millions of our countrymen are languishing in misery in their own country, oppressed by despots, robbed by avaricious officials? Pennsylvania, the keystone of the states, where thousands not only of our countrymen but also of the oppressed of other nationalities found a refuge, is and always will be ready to grant them such a place as long as it can hold them.
Today, the Harmony Society no longer exists, but its ideals of religious freedom, human brotherhood, and responsible citizenship will never die in the state and nation it helped to establish.
Today, our country is at war in order that the ideals which gave it birth may continue to live for all mankind.
Pennsylvania is leading in this fight. Founded and settled by people who believe that no sacrifice was too great, no hardship too much to pay for the right to be free and call no man God or master, the citizens of this great commonwealth are again showing the same aggressive spirit that has always made Pennsylvania keystone of democracy.
Pennsylvania, you're the land that I adore. I love your valleys and hills, I always will. You're the one great state that I am always for.
You have just heard another in the statewide series of broadcasts, Pennsylvania Keystone of Democracy, prepared by the Pennsylvania Historical Commission in cooperation with the State Council of Defense. Remember, in this battle for survival, everything you hold dear is at stake. Your effort, your cooperation, no matter how little your task is vital to victory. Buy war bonds and stamps to the limit of your ability. And listen next week at the same time for another chapter in the thrilling history of Pennsylvania, keystone of democracy.
Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania, and no matter where I roam, you will always be home, sweet home to me. Pennsylvania,